Really?
Why even call this a naked cleaning service if all you have are a few dirty cups and an old pizza box?
This place is practically immaculate. What the fuck am I supposed to do for an hour? Gabriel, what exactly are you paying me for? Is this an attention thing, or is there something... Oh my god! Is that your cock? Dude, are you really stroking it right now?
You are, aren't you? You're stroking it in your pants.
To me. Oh my god, that's so fucking weird. No.
Don't stop, Gabriel.
You don't need to hide it now that you've been caught.
Go on.
Keep pumping it. Clearly, you're the type of guy who needs to pay women to watch him jerk off. So keep going. What, you think I'm kidding?
Stroke your fucking cock, Gabriel.
This is what you wanted, right? To have a hot, naked girl watching you play with yourself like a nervous virgin. Oh my god, did that turn you on even more?
Don't lie, Gabriel. I saw that little cock of yours twitch. And it's getting even stickier with pre-cum.
Did you actually like being called a virgin? You did, didn't you? Which means it's probably true.
Gabriel's a 30-year-old virgin.
And you had the balls to whip it out and start stroking yourself in front of me.
With that tiny little virgin winky.
Oh my god, what the fuck is wrong with you, Gabriel? That's an actual question, you perv.
Because if I was a little dick loser who had to pay women to hang around my place,
I'd be hiding that thing away. This is so fucking weird. And you are so fucking weird for wanting this. I thought guys were supposed to at least have some sense of dignity. But look at you. Here you are trying to find out how depraved you can be in front of a woman who's just supposed to be here to clean your fucking apartment.
Now I'm just sticking around out of morbid curiosity.
I'm genuinely curious how you're able to masturbate so fast with how tiny that thing is.
It would be like me trying to stroke an earthworm.
In fact, why don't you stroke it slower? For me.
That way I can see how small and desperate it is.
Slower, Gabriel. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but it's just so small. And you're looking at me so serious. Oh, you don't actually think you could come like this, do you, Gabriel?
By embarrassing yourself in front of me?
By taking out that tiny cock and squeezing it like it owes you money? Okay, you can stroke it a little bit faster now.
Only because I'm starting to feel sorry for it.
You know, I kinda wanna touch it.
To feel if it's actually as small as it looks.
Besides, I think it needs a little more lube anyway.
Give me that little thing.
Oh, wow.
It really is pathetic, isn't it, Gabriel? I never thought about what it would be like to touch a virgin cock.
But here it is.
And I don't mean it's a virgin's cock,
because it belongs to a virgin. I mean, this is what I imagine a pathetic, untouched cock should feel like. Here, we're gonna go a little faster. Because I had a funny thought. I don't fuck losers, but what if I was your first? Like, what if this was the story of how you finally stopped being a loser virgin? What if the hot girl you paid to clean your apartment got weirded out by your shrimp dick and felt bad for you? Enough to let it slip inside her for 10 seconds? Or however long it took you to blow your load. I assume you would come really early, probably mid-pump. And you'd make a big sticky mess between my legs because you're too small to really spray my insides. Wouldn't that be such a cringy story? I mean, it's not gonna happen. No fucking way. Not with a loser like you. But I want you to think about it while I edge you. What if this was it? What if you stopped being a pathetic shrimp dick 30-year-old virgin? Today. And you finally got to fuck me. Gabriel? Do you want to come thinking about that? Do you want to make a mess on me? Here. You take over stroking yourself. Go on. Fuck your hand as fast as you can. While I innocently bend over to pick up these magazines by your chair. And while you're staring at my ass, just imagine that for a few seconds. Having the opportunity to do anything you want to me. You could come while you stare at my curvy body and then spray my ass while I'm not looking. Or if you're feeling really confident, you could grab me around the waist and try to slide that tiny cock inside me. Make me take your virginity. But obviously that's not going to happen. Oh my God. Just fucking look at you. You actually thought I was gonna let you come after being such a pathetic weirdo? Of course I'm not gonna let you climax. Newsflash, losers who have to pay women for attention don't deserve satisfaction. Especially virgins with tiny virgin cocks, Gabriel. But hey, look at the bright side. As soon as I walk out that door, and the shame wears off, maybe you can come by yourself. To the memory of me laughing at you.